While everybody was distracted by the mainstream media's latest news cycles, the elites have begun pumping mRNA into the US meat supply, with plans underway to insert synthetic mRNA into commercial milk and vegetables. And Congress has been exposed covering for Big Pharma and allowing them to pump mRNA into our food supply without our knowledge. As soon as it became clear that a significant percentage of the population was going to refuse to be coerced into getting vaccinated, the elite began working on cunning alternative schemes to force their jabs on us. Last week, scientists who pumped mRNA into cow's milk announced that they successfully immunized mice who fed on the milk, leading to fears that commercial milk is set to be quietly loaded with mRNA in order to vaccinate the unvaccinated population. Researchers found that they could put a small piece of mRNA into tiny packets called exosomes, which are found in milk. They then fed this milk to mice, and the mice absorbed the exosomes in their digestive system. And if you don't buy commercial milk, the elite have a plan for you too. They are going to insert mRNA vaccines into plants, with or without your knowledge or consent.
Researchers have just launched a late-stage clinical trial on a whole new kind of COVID-19 vaccine, one that's grown in plants. They're looking for volunteers in San Diego. We're going in-depth on what you might call the world's first vegan vaccine. Medicago's manufacturing facility looks like a nursery, but inside these plants, they're growing a new kind of vaccine, one that's now being tested in volunteers around the U.S., including in San Diego.
They could grow this material very fast.
Dr. Dennis Tarakjian is leading the local arm of the trial at the Medical Center for Clinical Research.
It's a two-shot administration 21 days apart.
He says this vaccine doesn't need to be frozen like the ones from Pfizer and Moderna, so it's easier to transport and store. It's refrigerated at the same temperatures as the shot from Johnson & Johnson, but it uses entirely different technology. The vaccines from Pfizer and Moderna contain little bubbles of genetic instructions that prompt your cells to make a fragment of the virus. Instead of a fragment, Medicago uses plants to grow particles that look like the entire coronavirus. Just check it out under a microscope.
Creating vaccines to grow in plants to drug the people without our permission. This is yet another crime against humanity perpetrated by the elites.
Medicago is a biotech company. We produce vaccines as well as other therapeutic proteins using a plant-based technology that's unique in the industry. With our technology, we don't work with live viruses. We just need the genetic sequence of that virus. Somebody can send us that in an email. We can then produce that in the plant, introduce that genetic sequence into the plant, and then the plant's normal machinery produces the vaccine. It's a natural process.
A natural process. We really are living in Orwell's world now. War is peace. Ignorance is strength. Pedophilia is normal. Inserting mRNA into a plant destined for kitchen tables to be eaten by unsuspecting families is a natural process. Considering the amount of damage mRNA vaccines are doing in the world, we can't allow these biotech companies to get away with talking about mRNA being a natural process. Especially considering how the establishment, working on behalf of the globalist elite, has demonized anybody who has advocated for real natural processes and cures. Natural immunity is a natural process, but the establishment have declared that there is no such thing as natural immunity. It's just a dangerous conspiracy theory. The mainstream media have never been so out of step with the rest of us. They are gaslighting us on behalf of the elite, who have become so drunk on power that they really have lost touch with reality. The global elite, led by figures such as Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates, are like cartoon villains at this point, except that they're real and incredibly dangerous. Take Gates, for example. He is becoming increasingly arrogant and no longer feels any shame about openly broadcasting his true intentions for the planet, right in plain sight. This is a trait shared by many psychopaths. So it's no surprise that rather than admitting that humanity is waking up to the truth about the disastrous experimental COVID-19 jabs, Gates is doubling down and taking it upon himself to vaccinate the world by stealth. According to the billionaire eugenicist, cows, pigs, and chickens have inadequate genetics. And the only way to fix these genetics is to vaccinate every farm animal in the world with mRNA vaccines. And it just so happens that the only animals he is interested in pumping full of mRNA are animals that will end up on our dinner plates.
Well, the Gates Foundation has partnered with DFID on a great number of things. And among those are work we do together on livestock. Helping animals survive either by having vaccines or better genetics, helping them be more productive. It's making a big difference. I was down in Ethiopia seeing how chickens are out there laying more eggs, getting more nutrition, and even some small savings into the household. So Edinburgh happens to be where a lot of the world's best work on this is done, and that's why DFID and the Gates Foundation are funding scientists here.
Unless all farm animals are pumped full of mRNA and Big Pharma's latest poisons, the food supply will remain dirty in Gates' view. Only he and his globalist minions can sanitize nature with new chemicals and DNA modification techniques, which they are also trying to do to humans. In case you had any doubt at the time, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. was right when he said that Bill Gates has a god complex and wants to recreate the world in his own image. But it gets even worse. Attorney Thomas Renz has been working on House Bill 1169 and has found a series of loopholes created by Congress that means mRNA could already be in the U.S. food supply right now.
House Bill 1169 does three things, and I'm getting to your answer here, but it essentially requires that you disclose if any product has a gene therapy quality. It requires that you talk about how those gene therapy aspects of the product could be transmitted to other people. And then it requires full informed consent before someone gives you a medical intervention or a gene therapy. So three things that are completely non-controversial and there's no problem. Well, we go and we're working on this bill and we're getting massive opposition to informed consent. We're saying, who the heck would oppose this? Well, it turns out that Big Pharma, through the ag lobbyists, were opposing this massively. And the reason that they're doing it is because I started doing this research. And going back to 2000, and I've actually found documents going back to the mid-90s where they've talked about integrating vaccines into foods. Initially,
Thomas, one second. I just want to clarify something. So you're saying that they're currently doing this, or is this bill to just prevent it from happening in the future?
Well, that's the thing that was shocking to me, is initially I thought this was to prevent it. But we got word from the pork and cattle, some lobbyists who I can't talk about names because these guys would get fired in a heartbeat, that they were planning on using mRNA gene therapies like in the immediate future. Well, so I started doing some research and it turns out there is a product called Sequevity on the market from Merck. But I'm looking right here. It says Sequevity harnesses RNA particle technology to create customized prescription vaccines in swine. It's there. Not only is it there, but it appears that the technology is getting to the point where it can be transmissible from these animals to people. I also have, and Peter McCullough confirmed this for me. He's looked at this. And he actually tweeted, and I'm just going to read his tweet. It says, Chinese successfully loaded cow's milk with mRNA, and it was absorbed into the GI tract of recipients. Concerns about surreptitious insertion of mRNA into the food are valid, must be stopped. What's happened is we found out that they're actually already doing this in some countries. And because Congress decided to remove the country of origin labels from food products, if they're doing this in China, it's potentially in our food supply. We don't know where our food's coming from, but we know that they're able to do it and probably are doing it now in China. They're going to be doing it in the immediate future if they're not already doing it here in the United States. And that's just in meats. We don't know about in vegetables.
As we revealed earlier in this video, there are definite plans underway to insert mRNA vaccines into vegetables as well. The elites are stopping at nothing, with operations on various fronts all designed to force jab the unvaccinated.
Remember this, hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit is not a skill to be acquired. It's a sense to be sharpened. If you were born perfectly healthy, you were born hearing, and you were born seeing. You were born with those senses. You did not have to be taught to see. You did not have to be taught to hear. You had to be taught to make use of those senses, but you couldn't be taught how to have those senses. You were just born with them. In the same way, you are born again of the Spirit, with the ability to hear the Holy Spirit. Type Amen if you believe. When God elevates a man or a woman, he never does so to elevate that man or woman just for them. When God calls someone, it's not about their calling. When God anoints someone, it's not about their anointing. When God gifts someone, it's not about their gifting. When God puts someone in ministry, it's not about their ministry. When God uses a man or a woman, when God promotes a man or a woman, it is always to promote Jesus. It is always to elevate his word. Type amen if you agree.
During a recent T20i cricket game between Bangladesh and Zimbabwe, something truly bizarre was captured on camera. The July 2021 clip, which was uploaded by Rabbit Hole, shows batsman Mohammad Safieddine facing an incoming delivery. Keep an eye on the wickets behind him.
He's probably going deep in the crease. Oh no, no, it's just happened on its own. How did that happen? Wow!
The batsman isn't anywhere near the wicket, yet it moves backwards on its own.
I've never seen this ever in cricket.
Yeah, you've just taken the words out of my mouth. I have never ever seen anything like
that. If you're unfamiliar with cricket, you may not get just how strange this incident is. The wickets are firmly placed into the ground and don't move easily, and wind has no effect on them. As you can hear, both commentators have never seen anything like it before.
I've never seen this ever in cricket.
Yeah, you've just taken the words out of my mouth. I have never ever seen anything like
that. One commentator even calls it a supernatural incident, as he's at a loss to explain it any other way.
He's probably going deep in the crease. Oh no, no, it's just happened on its own. How did that happen? Wow! That's something supernatural. I've never seen this ever in cricket.
Being an Australian, I've watched cricket all my life and I've never seen anything like this before as well. For our cricket fans in the audience, what do you make of this bizarre incident? Love to hear your theories down below.
He's probably going deep in the crease. Oh no, no, it's just happened on its own. How did that happen? Wow!
Hey everyone, hey dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ. Mandy Patinkin is a famous actor. He's seen here sitting in front of his library of books, which always makes me think of this Bible verse, 1 Corinthians 3:19, "For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God, for it is written, He taketh the wise in their own craftiness." This has to do with the biblical world we live in, where people are like, right, outer space goes on forever, black holes, Big Bang theory, evolution. The wisdom of this world is foolishness with God, because he created it, just like he says in Genesis and throughout the Bible. So Mandy Patinkin, smart guy, right? The wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. Also, the wisdom of this world is the Uttara Bodhi Mudra. A gesture of fake enlightenment. It's deception from Satan and the pride of humanity to pose like this. And to pose like this. He's definitely doing it. They all seem to do it. If you look, you can find these pictures. And even if you don't find the picture, that's not saying it's not out there somewhere. Brothers and sisters, we're another day closer to redemption. Keep looking up. God bless you.
Okay, so we're in Greece, and Greece, there's a lot of Christians in Greece, but that makes them accountable. In Turkey, there weren't that many Christians, and so they get healed easily. Because Jesus healed as an evangelistic tool, and so unbelievers get healed easily because it's a sign to get their attention. But there's a lot of Christians here in Greece, and so there's an accountability, and but they're dealing still with the Greek gods, all that nonsense, that vain stuff with the false gods and goddesses. And in fact, that statue behind us is like a centaur or something like that. And so it's a different kind of dynamic that you got to deal with. So we've been praying against the influence of the false gods, because it's everywhere, like across the street even, you got that Babylon nightclub. You see, there's a Babylon nightclub and there's animals, so it's like, it's portraying animal lust. This stuff is all over the place still, so even though the Greek god thing is so old, the influence is still here, but ignorant Christians don't understand that that influence is here. So you know that you have to repent, right? You're going to repent. So do you want to repent and say, I'm sorry, Jesus?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, put your finger out and say, I'm sorry, Jesus.
I'm sorry, Jesus.
All right, so all pain go right now in Jesus' name. Be healed. Muscles, tendons, ligaments, be healed. Life, life, life. Forgive him, Lord.
Pour your mercy.
Something better?
Yes, something better.
It feels better?
No, yes.
A little bit?
Yes, a little bit, yes.
All right, say this. Say, Jesus, thank you, and I believe you.
Jesus, thank you, and I believe you.
And thank you for forgiving me.
I thank you for forgiving me.
I receive healing.
I receive healing.
Okay, so all pain go in Jesus' name. Life, comfort, be restored. Amen.
Amen.
How does it feel now?
Freedom.
Feels better?
Yes, yes.
And more pain went away?
No more pain.
No more pain. You see? Isn't that cool?
That is.
Yes, so it proves that God wants us to be holy. He wants us to obey him, right? That's what it proves. So if you ever have any problems, you've got to look at your life seriously and say, Jesus, have I sinned against you in any way? And if I have, please forgive me. Because when you walk with him uprightly, he takes care of you, and he'll heal you.
So it hurts there right now. That hurts. Pain. Okay, ready? All pain go right now in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Go away, pain.
Amen.
Now walk like do this. Tell me how it feels. Does it go away? Did it go away? Is it gone? It went away.
Yeah.
What do you think of that? What do you think of that? Is that good?
Yes.
Are you happy?
An essay. Hip, back, neck, shoulder, legs, feet, the whole body, huh? Vision, tinnitus.
L2 disc was referring to me or not. So I searched on the online, where is it? And it's the lower back. And I just want God to give me the full mobility of my frame.
So your problem is a little bit in the L2, but mainly in the L3 and the L4. It's quite low in the back.
Okay.
I'm just telling you. All right? So can you move the chair out of the way, John? Thank you. So we're going to believe that God heals you. Top of your head, soles of feet, everything in between. In Jesus' name. That's the power of God on the L2, L3, L4. Power of God going through it. Power of God going through it. Power of God going through it. Now, come here. Someone hurt you. You need to forgive them. Who hurt you?
Maybe my dad.
So I want you to forgive him.
I'm willing to forgive.
I want you to forgive him.
I forgive my dad with God's grace and God's love.
That's a healing power of Jesus going through you. So you can learn unforgiveness can block the healing power of God. Okay, you had a problem with your back. Bend over. It's okay now. Up. How's that?
I feel loose.
You feel loose now?
Yeah.
See, forgiveness, unforgiveness can block the healing power of God. Okay? So go home, give your dad a hug.
Yeah.
He needs it.
Yeah.
Okay?
Sain puhuttua, että mä raikkoin.